Welcome back in. A Graybar Sports Open Line rolls on here on KMOX. Maybe you're listening on KMOX.com, streaming it on the Odyssey app, listening back to it on the podcast, wherever you're listening in. We certainly appreciate you. It's hard for me to believe it's been 25 years since the greatest show on turf, since the Rams won the Super Bowl against the Tennessee Titans, but indeed, 25 years. We all remember that 73-yard touchdown pass to Isaac Bruce that Kurt Warner threw. And that ends up being the one of the two decisive plays, I guess you can say, in that game along with the tackle. Let's reminisce a little bit about the greatest show on turf, about the Super Bowl, and let's bring in former St. Louis Rams wide receiver and Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce. Isaac, thanks so much for taking some time with us tonight.
Hey, I'm doing well, man. I appreciate you guys having us on, and appreciate you celebrating the 25th year anniversary, man. This is big for a lot of different reasons, a lot of fans and the players as well. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Does it feel like it's been 25 years?
Some days it does, and other days it doesn't. I mean, it was a great run. The memories are still very fresh in our thinking, and we had a chance to celebrate earlier this season with the St. Louis Cardinals, who were so gracious to bring me and my teammates into town so that we can have a true celebration in St. Louis. And, you know, when we get together, it's all fun and games, and we get to reminisce about practices, plays, charter flights, and things of that nature. So it was a beautiful time.
Yeah, how much do you enjoy when everybody's able to get together? Because I remember that night when the Cardinals had you in, and it just seems like the camaraderie of all you guys is still there.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we have lasting memories. There's only a handful of guys walking this planet that can, you know, can finish each other's sentences, each other's thoughts when it pertains to the greatest show on turf. And it's sweet. It's special. And we cherish those moments.
How often do you think about that? Obviously, you had a huge game, the touchdown, everything. Like, do you think about that game very often, or is it something that you generally only kind of think about it maybe when you're doing things like this or when you're around other people that are asking you about it?
Well, I say it's a combination of both. You know, there are thoughts that sometimes travel through my thinking when I see my teammates, when I see Torrey, I see Marshall, I see Big O, Kurt. We reminisce about it. And this time of year, you just can't help but see it because it was one of the greatest games ever played, Super Bowl 34. And always around Super Bowl season, you start to see highlights and you get opportunities to do interviews and just reminisce about your Super Bowl experiences. So they come up quite often.
Well, you had that big 73-yard touchdown reception, ends up being the game winner. When you think back on that, what's going through your mind as that play, as those 73 yards are playing out?
Well, I'd say a few things. Number one, to get in the end zone, you know, and try to shut the game down. But also, you know, just, you know, some of my childhood memories. I mean, whenever I thought about playing football and watching professional football, I was always a wide receiver catching a game-winning pass at a Super Bowl. You know, that moment came true for me. I mean, it was manifested before, you know, in front of 50 million people. I got an opportunity to enjoy it. and just really wishing at that moment that the game was over, that it was done. Unfortunately, it wasn't. And had to go on the sideline and sweat it out like everyone else.
Where were you at on the sideline when the tackle was made?
Yeah, I was away from the crowd, you know, in my normal spot. You know, one reason I didn't get near the crowd because, you know, you got defensive players who are on the field. They're actually doing their jobs. And the guys who play defense, they're lined up behind the coaching staff, the defensive coordinators, the defensive assistants. Just in case if their numbers get called, that they have to go into the game, it can get real congested, in that area. And these guys are tall, you know, 6'6", 6'7", 6'5", and it's hard to see over these guys. So, you know, I always would remove myself from that crowd and go to the end of the opposite end of the field and kind of watch the game through the Jumbotron to the actual play on the field.
We're talking with former St. Louis Rams receiver, Hall of Famer, Isaac Bruce. When you think about the group of guys that Kurt had to throw to, yourself, Torrey Holt, Oz Kakim, Ricky Prohl, Marshall Faulk, we have seen offensive explosion in the NFL, but has there ever been a group of five people who could catch the football the way you guys had that year with that team?
You know what? I'd really have to go into my Rolodex and just think about what was happening with Doug Williams in Washington. The Denver Broncos had a squad. And not only that, Dan Fouts and Kellen Winslow and those guys, they had a group of guys that really could do a lot of things on the football field. I think the unique thing about us is that, you know, we had probably at the receiver position, every guy could be a starter in the league. And we could take the top off of defense, from myself to Oz to Tony Horn. We could just do it all. We could create great separation, which is everything that you needed to be a starter in the National Football League. And I think, you know, mentioning that, we're all very selfless. We didn't care who made the play or, who made the big block. And we all held each other accountable. We celebrated each other's success. And we had the fortune of taking that group and those talents to a Super Bowl and winning it.
Speaking of celebrating success, one success that we're still really hoping for is that Torrey Holt, like you, gets selected for induction in the Hall of Fame. I think everybody agrees that he deserves it. How much are you rooting for the committee to go ahead and make that decision and get him into Canton?
I'm standing right there with Torrey. I mean, I was fortunate to see the day he walked through those doors in St. Louis to watching his last play in the National Football League, and what a tremendous career. A lot of people must realize that, you know, the group of guys that we played with, there was only one football. And to really carve out a place for yourself amongst that group, it took a lot of persistence. It took discipline. It took everything that Torrey Holt played with. So I think this is the year that the committee gets it right.
So, yeah, obviously the Rams left St. Louis, but so many former Rams from St. Louis continue to be engaged in the city. Folks like you, we see you back in town. What does the city mean to you? And kind of a weird situation where, you know, like you said, it was the Cardinals had to honor the 25th anniversary because the team wasn't around. But it feels like you and so many other former Rams continue to be very committed to this city.
Well, I can speak for myself. I mean, I arrived in St. Louis at the tender age of 22, and a lot of greats happened to me there in the city of St. Louis. So I consider St. Louis as a second home, right after Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I enjoy being there. I enjoy the fans. The fans were very knowledgeable. The fans made it tough for opposing teams to come in and execute offensively, defensively, and they knew football. And I felt like that we had a huge connection with the fan base. I mean, so much so that they rode that wave with us all the way to the Super Bowl, the Super Bowls that we played in. And that's something that can never be taken away from St. Louis, from the players that played there, just those memories that we have there. I think there'll always be a place in St. Louis for that group of guys.
We're talking with Isaac Bruce. Before we get out of here, just want to mention the Isaac Bruce Foundation, because you continue to give back. Would encourage everybody listening to check out the website, isaacbruce.org. You do so many things, from football clinics to scholarships to literacy efforts, your Flight 300 program. I mean, there's so much that you do. Why has it become such a passion for you that in your post-playing career, you continue to give back in a really major way?
Well, thanks for mentioning the foundation. Tiffany Burris, she does a great job hitting it. And, you know, it's just part of what we do as people. I won't just say professional athletes, because when it's time for the Isaac Bruce Foundation to have a gala, to have a football camp, to, what we do as far as Flight 300 is concerned, there are a lot of people who don't get recognition who help us tremendously with those events. And I feel like as a citizen, we have a responsibility to respond to the needs of other citizens. So I think the Isaac Bruce Foundation, we do a good job at that. Flight 300 is a program where we're flying students to school who can't afford an airline ticket or a bus ticket. So we stepped in there and we kind of bridged the gap to create, some size of relief for people who normally just wouldn't have anything to be able to get to school.
Again, the website, isaacbruce.org. Make sure to check it out. So many wonderful things that Isaac is doing through his foundation. Isaac, thank you so much for taking some time. As somebody who was in attendance at that Super Bowl as a fan, it doesn't feel like it was 25 years ago. And I'm so grateful that I was able to experience that. I know St. Louis Rams fans were able to experience. So thank you for taking some time to reminisce about it just a bit.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
The great Isaac Bruce joining us on the program, and we appreciate him taking his time. 25 years since that Super Bowl, and it's fun to think about for sure. Even with everything that has happened to football in St. Louis since then, it is fun to think about since then, and cool to be able to talk with Isaac Bruce about that for just a little while. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one of the program. Still need to get into what happened last night at Chaffetz Arena, both from a on-court perspective and also from a in-the-stands perspective. What a wild night. We'll talk about that a little bit coming up. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.